Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rt.ie. Patrick, given the housing crisis, well, what's happened in your case? It's Ashbourne in County Meath, a very short distance from Dublin, probably quicker to get to Ashbourne than it is to many suburbs of Dublin with traffic. What's happened, Patrick? Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick. What's happened?
Basically, what it is, I got a chance for a bit of land probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was walking out there and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I recently put in for planning for a house.
Okay.
And I got knocked back saying that I'm not eligible to put in for a house because I'm not a local needs, you know.
So, well, what does that mean? You're not local?
I'm not local, and I don't need. You're not local, so you don't need to. You're not from the area, so you can't put in for planning.
Well, hang on, is that local to Ashbourne? Local to Meath? Local to Leinster?
Local Meads it is. But basically, what they're saying is you can rent a house.
Yeah.
You can buy a house,
yeah.
But you can't build a house.
Because you're not a local.
Because you're not a local.
Who says? But hang on, who says you're not a local?
Obviously, Meath County Council.
How do they determine that?
There was a letter sent in stating from, say, residents had a meeting and says that man, he owns the land, but he's not from the area, so he shouldn't get planning.
So some people objected. Were you interviewed about being a local or not being
a
local?
No, and I have been walking out there the last 4 to 5 years, probably a little bit longer.
So how did the council verify that you were not, quote, a local?
I don't know. You just sent me out a letter. Just
they didn't do DNA or anything?
No.
They didn't call you in?
No.
They didn't say, give us your seed, breed and generation?
No.
They didn't say the address on your application is Dublin 4?
No. Nothing like that. Just basically that, you know.
So in this day and age, there are still county councils who will refuse planning permission. And let's be clear here. Is there any other reason why they refuse? Are they saying there's no water, no, we don't do one-offs or whatever? You're saying the only reason they've given you is you're not a local, whatever that means.
Yes, that's me.
And when they say you're not a local, they mean you're not local to a boundary, i.e. Meath, which was established by tribes and castles and various warring factions 400 or 500 years ago. Because you're not local to the place that's known as Meath.
You weren't born there. That's basically what they're saying. You're not born there, you know.
But you're born, it doesn't matter where you're born.
Well, that's what I tried to say. Well, that's what I'm trying to get to ring yourself so you can highlight it, because I think it's a bit ridiculous. You can rent a house, you can buy a house, but you can't build one. I just think it's discrimination.
So where are you living at the moment?
I'm living in Blanchardstown. And I have three girls, so a two-bedroom apartment, and there's three girls living in them, but they're staying in one room, you know. So I just said I'd try, you know, sell the apartment and try going for planning and see how that fared out, you know, but it just came on deaf ears at the minute.
And as I say, they're not saying, they're not giving any other reason that there's no road, there's no fire.
There's a house 2 doors up from me, a field beside door. Me. They okay. got planning only the same, only last 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
And how, by the way, sorry, excuse my bafflement, how do you prove that you are a local?
I don't know.
Did they do an exam, like?
No, nothing like that. Just stay
the history of Meath. When did Sean Boylan last manage an All-Ireland Meath winning football team?
I don't know.
What part of Meath does Bruce Shields and Margaret live in?
Yeah.
You're not given any exam?
No, nothing like that, no. Although I did walk there for four years and that, you know.
But you have been knocked back?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Rachel in Loughrea? Rachel O'Shea in Loughrea?
Yeah, here. Hi, Joe.
What's your situation?
Well, I've had two situations, Joe. First one, I was married and living in Oranmore in County Galway.
Okay.
And myself and my now ex-husband were looking to buy or build in the area. Not many properties come up in the area we were living in, so we were looking to buy. But because neither of us were from the area, I was from Loughrea, a different town, and he is from Dublin. We didn't qualify for any type of local housing need. We approached the local TD and asked him, was there anything that he could do to help us? So he said he was part of like an urban renewal project of derelict buildings and farmhouses. And if we could find the ruins of a house with the gable wall still standing, there may be something he was able to do. So we literally traipsed over fields looking. We eventually found one.
Yeah.
And we had to take photographs and show them to him. So if the gate wall was standing, we'd qualify. He said that was fine. We managed to track down the gentleman that owned it, okay. But he wouldn't sell it to us. So rolled the clock forward, the marriage broke down and we separated. We have been living in a rented property, so I moved back to Loughrea, where my family is from. Mm-hmm. He remained in Oranmore. And the first problem was I had property in Galway, so in order to qualify for local housing need, I needed to sell that. That was fine, I needed the capital anyway, so I sold that. And then I've got two horses, so I need something with a little bit of land, which has kind of been our problem. It's very difficult. Those properties, and either a farm comes all up, or it's very rare that you'll get a house with a couple of acres around it. So the easiest thing to do is to buy a couple of acres
and build a house.
Build.
But are they saying, are they saying this is because we're opposed to, you know, the whole arguments against one-off housing, the cost of, you obviously service it yourself. You do pay a hefty amount of development money, I presume, to the council. But that we should be building closer to towns, it should be planned, it should be in groups of houses or apartments or whatever. Is the objection to one-off housing, are you saying if your husband was from the area as your husband was then, you would have got permission?
If one of us had been a local to the area, yeah, we would have. A site came up literally across the road from, it was a 2-acre site from where we were renting, and we tried everything. He was involved with the local GA. We tried everything and we could not get planning on it. And that site is still for sale now. That never sold because it's local housing need only.
Okay.
So it's very, when I moved back to Loughrea, I went to look at a site out the road. So driving out the main road, on the left-hand side of the road, that mm-hmm. was local housing need only. So you had to have grown up in that townland.
Oh,
on the
townland.
Right-hand side of the road.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the townland was determined 600 years ago.
And you would have had to have had your baptismal cert for the local church. You would have had to have records showing you went to the local national school. Your parents' home address would still have to be there. You'd have to be able to show all of that to prove that you were a local
Where did this planning apartheid come from?
I have absolutely no idea, because I then put an offer on. There was a site that was just over 6 acres available, the other side, and on the right-hand side of the road, there was planning available if you're within an 8-kilometre radius of your townhouse in Loughrea. So I qualified under that, and obviously I didn't have the house in Galway, so I qualified there. But when I went into the planners to ask, because the site wasn't being sold subject to planning, it was being sold as land, they said that while I ticked those two boxes, there was absolutely no way to know or no way to guarantee whether or not I would get planning. Planning is done on an individual application.
Okay.
She was very nice, the lady in there, and she said, the reality is, if you hit any hurdles, you could be looking at up to 5 years before you're in and living in that house. And I've got a small daughter. I do not have time. I also don't have the funds for that, because I'm now a single mm-hmm. parent. I don't have the funds to be hiring architects or engineers. I just don't have that. That's a resource that's not available to me.
Okay, Rachel, there's more on this after the break. 51551.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Michael Duffy is a civil engineer involved in planning all his life, so to speak, since he qualified at least. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Is this planning apartheid rampant?
It is, yeah. It's an issue in every county in the country.
Is it an issue in Dublin?
I suspect it would be in areas of Dublin. What happens, Joe, is when somebody applies for planning permission, the planner has to deal with that. And the way the planner deals with it is they reach for the county development plan in each county. That's basically the gospel for planning in that county. And
yeah, but there's a county development plan. That's about proper spatial planning and infrastructure, surely. But it doesn't say should be disbarred because of your geography.
It actually does, Joe, what they do is they highlight areas of a county where they don't want what they call urban generated housing. So in other words, like if you have an area, I'll give you an example. You take Ennis, and okay, that's a town, you can get planning and you can get density in the likes of Ennis. But if you take the area on the outskirts of Ennis, probably for 10 or 12 miles, it's next to impossible to get planning permission in that area if you're outside the town limits, unless you're a local, what they call a local rural person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's actually very timely that you're talking about this, because what happens to people that you've had on there, they'll go to their county councillors and say, geez, I can't get planning. And the council will say, oh, yeah, it's awful, these planners. It's actually the councillors that vote for this policy. So, you know, when there's a policy, a development plan lasts for 6 years.
Okay.
And there's a, probably an 18-month lead-in time to that. There's notices in the paper, there's public meetings and all of that that go over a lot of people's heads. And eventually, the CEO of the county council puts a recommendation for a plan to the councillors, and they sit in the chamber and they vote on it.
Yeah, but I think you're making yourself very clear. But just to double down on this, you're saying that, okay, everyone's in favour of development plans and planning and proper planning and all that carry on, right? But
yeah,
you're saying there is a caveat in every one of them that refers to the person making the application and refers to the place of birth of the person making the application.
I have clients, Joe, that I have to get them to go to their local church for a baptismal cert or for a birth cert and go to their school, not only their national school, but their secondary school, to get letters from the schools to say they attended, Johnny Murphy attended the national school in Kiltonora from X to Y and then went to school in Ennis Diamond for another 5 years. And that has to be given in as part of the planning application. If you don't give it in, they come back for further information, and if you can't provide that further information, they'll refuse you because you're not a local rural person.
Not because you're contravening any infrastructural building regulation, planning regulation, but because of your place of birth.
You have to tick the boxes the same as any planning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
tick,
if you tick all the boxes and then it gets to the final one, where were you born? If it's not within the area they decide, it's end of.
Absolutely.
Okay, back after this break.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
By the way, there's a lot of people tweeting that there was a child trapped in a car outside McDonald's / Starbucks at Blackpool Shopping Centre in Cork. Just to confirm, that child has been freed, and as per usual, the Cork Fire Brigade, brilliant City Fire Brigade, and there's a separate county one, on the ball, and the child is free and safe. Well done to all involved. Niamh, you're in Loughrea as well. Your quick point, please.
Hi, Joe. Just delighted you're doing this. I suppose I'm a blow-in. I'm married to somebody from Kilcreest out the road, and Patrick's Day, the News at One did a piece. St. Thomas's were in the All-Ireland Club Final about the demise of rural Ireland and clubs not being able to field teams. My husband is still hurling out there for them, but like I have two children that I could move to any club, but we won't get planning.
So you're from Kilkenny, your husband's from Galway.
He is, but it is the townland. It is that out of Loughrea, we looked at a site. My husband does an awful lot of driving in relation to work, so Kilcreest would not suit. For us, I have health issues, so spending a long time in the car is not going to be ideal for me. We have two young children, so we're very limited to where we can go. And, you know, we're blocking, we've outgrown our house in a sense that, you know, we can move, we're looking to move. We both grew up out in the country. It would be our preference. Appreciate, very lucky to have a roof over our head. That said, you know, we're blocking somebody else because we're being blocked.
And can you, okay, if you can't get planning permission and people from the outside the townland can't get planning permission, does that mean when you go to try and buy a property, there's a demand?
That was going to be my next point.
Okay.
So we've been looking for the last 3 or 4 years, and we are initially started by looking at, you know, a second-time property, and we're meeting the same people there, and property.
Are they people who have been refused planning permission locally as well?
Not, yes, they are. And, you know, they are. And we've looked as far as, we're in Loughrea, we've looked as far as Athenry and that. And it's the same, you know, people are, we're meeting the same people with families. And from our own point of view, you've had Rachel on, and Rachel's daughter is a friend of my son's. We have these conversations. How are you getting
all the time
on?
And I'm looking, and Niamh, I'm looking at the screen. There's a lot of people objecting to this. Finally, I just want to ask Michael Duffy, who was involved, the civil engineer involved in planning. Michael, is given the housing crisis, surely, and given there's local elections on, surely there's a campaign to have this archaic geographic planning apartheid abolished?
Well, Joe,
briefly.
Yeah, there isn't a campaign. Unfortunately, there's not. There should be. And I think it could be overturned. I think the EU, there's freedom of movement.
Yeah, good point, good
but
point.
Somebody
okay.
needs to take a case, and they can't afford to take a case.
Okay, Michael Duffy, thanks indeed. Pádraig Kearney was on sound. Lauralee Davis, the BCO. Tara Loughrey, Grant produced. And Ray Darcy is next.